Back here in Clarion. There we go. We are joined here now by Clarion Goldfield Now's head coach Corey Yoder. And coach, congratulations heading back to the state duels for the second year in a row. And I know this was a goal we talked about a couple weeks ago over in Iowa Falls, but team one step closer to that goal of a state duel title.
Yep, three meets away, or three duels away, Quinn. That's been our goal. We got the one tonight, and we're looking forward. Our kids wrestle very well. We've seen Humboldt a lot this year, so we knew what we had to do, and we knew we were favored in the first six weights, which we knew. Mm-hmm. And then Coach Beeman does a great job over there, and I know we got that big lead. I knew that. I didn't know if they'd wrestle some of our guys, which they didn't, but that's okay. We're moving on, and that's what matters.
Yeah, and you talk about the first six weights, and you know, I remember talking about over in Algona the expectations for those six weights and the talent those guys have. But it's one thing to do it, you know, in a dual setting, just in a regular dual setting, but when you know you've got something on the line, like a spot in the state dual tournament, you got that added pressure of the postseason to come out and just be able to do what you do day in and day out. Just what does that say about the ability and the mental fortitude this group has?
Well, this group, the first six weights are so dominant right now, Quinn, right now, starting with Cole Wibholm, Suarez Lopez, Paxton Redius, then you had the Fexville brothers. It just loaded right through there. And some of our other guys up there top are doing a great job. We had a great week of practice. They've been looking, like I said, they've been looking forward to this since last year. We've got a big step in front of us. Class 2A is just loaded with great dual teams. You know, Fallentine, right now, last I looked, there was a big upset going on in Independence. Wilton was beating Independence, so we'll have to see what happens there. So we have our seeding meeting tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. I'll go in and we'll see what happens. Hopefully, most likely, we'll be number 2 seed behind Decorah because they did beat us. So we'll see what happens. We're going to go out and put our best foot forward here. The Cowboys are going to be ready to go. I guarantee my kids will be ready.
And just, you know, going back to the state dual tournament, you talked about this group's been ready to go back since, you know, finishing third last year. They obviously have the goal. I want to get the state dual title. Just what are some things you see from this group, you know, throughout practice this week, and I'm sure throughout practice throughout the rest of the week, that what are these little telltale signs to tell you that, hey, this group's going to be ready to go come Saturday?
I noticed it on Wednesday. We had a great practice. Thursday was not good. And I just reiterated, focus. You got to look in front of you, what's ahead of you. You cannot relax. You cannot overlook anybody. You know, you just can't do that anymore in this day and age. Anything can happen in a wrestling match. I've seen it multiple times. You just got to be focused. They refocused on Friday and did a great job coming back to practice. And that's the main thing I want. They got to be mentally ready, Quinn. That's the main thing. They got to be mentally ready. These dual teams down in Class 2A are just very, very good. Mm-hmm. Down there, the top eight down there are just so good. And it's going to be a tough one, but we can get it done. That's going to be the main thing. I'll have my kids ready to go. We'll have a nice, tough practice today, or excuse me, tomorrow and Thursday, and have a light one on Friday, and we'll be ready to go and head out down about 3:30, 4 o'clock on Friday.
Coach, any last words for maybe any Cowboy Nation out there listening and excited after tonight's victory?
I can't say enough about our crowd. There wasn't a seat to be had in here on our side, not a single seat. This community loves its wrestling, and you saw it tonight, Quinn. It was packed, and every pin, every win, every forfeit, it didn't matter, win or lose, it stood up and cheered our kids no matter what. And that's what I love about this community, and hopefully we'll get that support come to state duels on Saturday and bring home a trophy for the CGD school district.
All we know is last one's at a Clarion Goldfield in Dallas. Turn the lights off on Saturday because there's not going to be anybody home, right?
No, sir. We're going to have everybody down there, hopefully, and bring home a title for this community.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Coach, and congratulations.
Thanks, Quinn, very much, bud.
And that was head coach Corey Yoder of the Clarion Goldfield. Now it's Cowboys moving on to the state duel tournament for the second year in a row. That concludes our coverage tonight here from Clarion. One more time, Cowboys 70, Humboldt 9, as the Cowboys moving on to the state duel tournament. We'll have the bracket out tomorrow morning, and we'll let you folks know, and we'll find out the path for the Cowboys to a state duel championship. For us all here at KQWC on this Tuesday night, Quinn Douglas signing off, saying so long, have a great rest of your Tuesday, everybody. We'll talk to you folks again on Thursday morning.